Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Dancy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore the different types of roles that women play while they are serving the Lord. I am your host, Emma Dancy, and I hope that you are doing well today as we are starting off a brand new hat, the Hat of Creativity. This is such a fun role and concept to talk through and study in scripture, because the Hat of Creativity, whether you think that you're creative or not, we are going to be going through this hat the next couple of weeks, and I pray that your eyes would be opened to the ways that you are creative, whether that be as a mom or in a fine art or maybe in your business. You have a special gifting that the Lord has allowed each one of us to model Him through the different areas of our lives. So this hat might look a little different, but we're going to have a lot of fun exploring the Hat of Creativity. For the past couple of years, I have transitioned into writing, but before I did a lot of songwriting and music, and still to this day, I participate in helping with worship and still enjoy songwriting in my home. But something that's really interesting is when you're writing a song, you're having to be creative in thinking, all right, what would sound good but not be the same as something that's already been put out? Or what lyric might I write that can be rooted in God's word but could be said in a different way? It can be really challenging. And so sometimes you would sit down at a piano or guitar and you would work on a song and it would just flop. You would be there for a long time and feel like you had no creative energy, no ideas, no inspiration. But then other times it was absolutely amazing, or it still is for me, when I feel like I just get this idea and I get this melody or these lyrics and then they come together really quickly. And other times it does take a process, but it amazes me how a song can either be really amazing or it could be really rough depending on what I created that day. And we all go through that. Nothing that we ever make is necessarily perfect because we are fallen humans. But there is a purpose and a use that the Lord has when we bring our skills to Him. And today we are going to start off by praying and asking the Lord to reveal in us more of who He is today. Because when we learn about His creativity, I'm praying that it will inspire us and in how we can model Him, whether that be songwriting or something completely different in your life. The Lord can use you in your creativity for Him. So Lord, we just thank You. We praise You for today. We honor You that You are God the Creator. As we study who You are and who You were and who You always will be, will You remind our hearts that we were made in Your image and that we are called to glorify and honor You with our lives, and that's including creativity. So God, give us a fresh word from Your scriptures today. In Your name, amen. In the beginning, God created. Creativity was mentioned in the first verse of the Bible. This tells us that God values creativity. Genesis 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Everything that was made by the Lord was called good. And humanity, we see, was called very good because we were made in His image. God is called the Creator. In Hebrew, the word is bara. It occurs four times in Genesis and once in Deuteronomy. it refers specifically to God making the heavens, the earth, and male and female. Bara is a verb. So God made. This means it was not just a thought, but an action of creating something new. Genesis 1:27 says that we as people are made in the image of God. When I think about a child who bears the image of a parent, oftentimes that son or daughter might also exhibit a certain skill or a talent that the parent possesses. Revelation 4:11 says, "Worthy are you, Lord, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created." So God's will was that we exist, that we were created, that the world and the universe were made from Him. And what's beautiful is that He invites us into that work. He didn't just create and just let us be. He invites us into the work of creating with Him. The heart behind the work is so much more important than the creativity itself. I love to cook in the kitchen sometimes, depends on the day. But what's fun for me is that it's a creative outlet for me, and I love to bless my husband, Drew, with a delicious meal. But all the meals are not created equally, I have to say. Thankfully, Drew allows me the freedom to be creative and to try new things without the worry that he's going to want to throw it away because it was a rougher recipe. So I'm very thankful that my husband will eat whatever I make him. And thankfully, most of the time it goes well. But if there's an occasional meal that is not as well done, then he will still partake in it. And it makes me very grateful that I have the freedom to do that. And God knows that we are fallen. And as we create things for His glory, whether that be a meal or even an artistic masterpiece, if He is the one we are blessing through our efforts, He receives it gladly. Just like my husband Drew receives dinner gladly, regardless of if it is gourmet or a frozen pizza. Colossians 1:16 says, "For by Him all things were created, both in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authority, all things have been created through Him and for Him." We are created to glorify God. Why do we even have creativity?
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We are given such a beautiful opportunity to be a part of the work of God. He invites us, His creation, to have a role and responsibility in sharing His great name to the world. Creativity is a tool in sharing the gospel effectively. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." We can find strength in the Holy Spirit because even though we grow weary, the Lord never tires. Sometimes we can feel like we run out of steam in our ideas or our methods of ministry and life, and we can remember to cling to the Lord as our everlasting God. I don't know if you ever felt like all of your creativity and all of your imaginations have just kind of been spent. But whenever you're in that place, whenever you feel like you have nothing else to offer, a lot of times that's when the Lord shows up in a really cool way in giving you a fresh idea or a concept that maybe you hadn't thought of before. Isaiah 40 verse 28 says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." So our creator made the ends of the earth. He created all things, and he never grows tired or weary. And his knowledge, his understanding, we cannot even comprehend. Whenever we're feeling dry in our creativity as a parent, or our creativity on the worship team at church, or our creativity in relationships with others, maybe you need creativity in your dating life with your spouse. Ask God. He's never tired. He never is running out of ideas. He's always making things new. Speaking of which, God is creating something new out of us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come." Because of Jesus, God is doing a new thing within us. And I love this because we were made in the image of God, and then he called us very good. But you see that we fell into sin, and then Jesus came. And because of what Jesus came, he is making us new. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, God the Father, Son, and Spirit, they are creating within us a brand new heart that looks more like theirs, a life that exhibits the fruit of the Spirit. God is continually working on the believer's heart. Jesus, because of him, we have newness of life, fresh perspective. Because of the Spirit's work in our lives, we can have a life that models our Creator, our Father. Because otherwise, without Jesus, we wouldn't be able to do that. And because of his work in us, we also remember that we are covered. Our sins are forgiven, and he's bringing new life out of us. We are living creatures creating. Think about that. We were created, and now the creation has the ability to create. Even though we are the work of God's hands, we too model the Father by creating for him. So whether it's creating a meal for your family, creating activity for your kids, creating a home that is a peaceful environment, or creating community, we wear the hat of creativity through the help of our Creator and solely for his praise. This week, our key Bible passage is Isaiah 64:8, which says, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand." As we ponder and reflect the fact that God is the potter, and we are the clay, and we are being formed into his likeness, we already have his image. We are image bearers of God. But through Jesus, we become co-heirs with Christ. We are now the children of God through adoption. And as he molds us, as he shapes us into his image, we can surrender to his creativity and allow it to flow through us, whatever we're doing and however we ourselves are modeling him and glorifying him through our different gifts and talents. This week, I'd love for you to ponder and reflect on what aspects of God's creation wow you. I recently went to a friend's house, and her and her husband love nature. They connect with the Lord through just his creation, honestly. They have a collection of really like cool rocks and bugs and even two scorpions from Texas. Any Texans out there? And they also have a butterfly and just really unique things that they've just discovered that they pick up and collect and they bring home and they add it to the collection. And when they look at all the details in the smallest of animals, they just cannot help but acknowledge and worship God. And I thought that that was so inspiring to remember, not only to look at the vastness of the mountains or the beauty of the ocean and the beach, but also to even look towards the smaller creatures of this earth and acknowledge the intricacy that each one of them have and how that can wow you. Look at the detail in a rock or the beauty of a snowfall. Whatever that is, if we can keep our eyes open, we can look at the creation of God around us and see how His creativity wows us and puts us in awe of who He is. Secondly, how has God created you uniquely? It's important for us to remember that whether we have things we like about ourselves or not, that we were made in the image of God. And I want to encourage you to take some time to push past any insecurities and look at yourself and thank God for how you've been made, because you have been created as a woman with a purpose and you are beautiful and wonderfully made. How can we lay down our perfectionism for a heart of praise? Just like my husband Drew is grateful that I give him a meal, regardless of if the meal is the best he's ever had or the worst, when we're creating for God, when our heart is to glorify Him and not ourselves, He is well pleased with that sacrifice of praise. And then how is Jesus doing a new work in and through the Holy Spirit in you? We get to be a part of being made new by His power in us every day if we say yes to the surrender, the process of sanctification. It can be difficult and challenging. It's not always a walk in the park, but we're on the journey together with Christ, growing every day in our knowledge of Him and hopefully growing every day in the joy of what it is to walk with Him. God is the ultimate creator. As we study the hat of creativity, we can honor Him today and every day by creating for His glory and His glory alone. Have a great week.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.